Well, Paul, for the first time this season, how's your team news ahead of the first game?
Yeah, everybody's trained this morning, so it's looking as if I'm going to have a fully fit squad to pick from, which is great news for me. You know, caused me a little bit of a headache, a couple of little niggles here and there, but I fully expect everybody to be fit for Saturday.
That's one of the main aims, isn't it, of pre-season? You want to get the players through, get time in their legs, but make sure they're all fit for this game.
Yeah, look, we want to get time in their legs and time in the training ground. But we made a conscious decision as a staff at the start of pre-season that if MD was feeling the slightest little thing, that they could miss a couple of days training, miss a game here or there, with the view of being fit come the 8th of August, and not just for the game on Saturday, but for the next 10 months, you know. And the one thing we didn't want to do, which has happened previously, even before I came here, was put players out there with niggles and end up being out for a significant amount of time. So they're all flying. Training was very, very competitive this morning, as you would think, because they're all fighting for the place.
Do you know your 11 now? I don't expect you to tell us it, obviously, but yeah. Do you know it now?
Yeah, we do.
How early have you known that, then? From which point have you made that decision?
Lots of different things come into it. You know, how they train, how they play. Tactically, how we want to go about the game Saturday. You know, we've watched Bury 4 times now as a staff. So there's lots of different factors that come into it. But in my head, you know, I've been pretty clear for a while now what the team's going to be.
How do you reflect on this pre-season, then? How do you look back at it?
It's been really good, considering, you know, we've brought in 6 new players. The biggest thing for me is the togetherness of the group. Very quickly, the new lads have settled in, which I knew they would, because they're experienced lads, and we like to find out what they're like as people before we bring them in. And there's a real unity amongst the squad, which, as a manager, is really pleasing, because that's something that can drag you through. You know, the next 10 months aren't all going to be plain sailing. Mm. There's going to be occasions in the season where it's going to be a bit up and down, and you want characters in your team, and I believe I've got a squad full of that now.
Do you think it's fair to say that this is the first time you as a manager have had a full pre-season, a full summer, where you haven't had issues going on behind the scenes and you haven't had to deal with takeovers that have fallen through and the likes? Is this fair to say that you've had a full summer now?
Yeah, it is. It is, and I'm delighted how it's went. Delighted with the recruitment, and include the players we've re-signed and the players who were here last year. We've got a really nice mix of youth and experience, and the biggest thing you've hit the nail on the head there. You know, we've more or less had a full pre-season with the group to work with, it without anything else going on, which some of the work that we have been able to do this summer, which we've not the previous two, could be invaluable to us.
It's your team then now, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I'm a big one. You know, there's no excuses, not for me now. I believe massively in the group I've got. I believe in what we're trying to do as a football club, not just on the pitch. You know, and the youth system's flourishing at the minute. We've got some really good senior pros, and we've got a fantastic mix going into the season.
That balance is a key thing, isn't it? I know a couple of the fans that we spoke to at the Football Heaven Live on Monday night were talking about that balance that you have between youth and experience here now.
It is, and it's the senior pros we've got, and include the ones that were here last year, have been fantastic with the younger kids, and you need that, you know, because we've got a group coming through our youth system that we believe are going to have big futures here. And it's vital that you've seen your pros to help them, because we'll help them as a staff, but there's some aspects that they might not feel that they come and talk to me about. You know, when you've got senior pros like Jonah, Copps, Keegs, Richard Chapmore, Richie Wellens, Nathan Tyson, Andy Williams, Big Gary McKenzie, Torsten Stockman, you know, they really pull them through. And then you've got the youthful enthusiasm and the kids that if the senior pros are a bit stiff one day, that soon rubs off on them. So I'm delighted with the mix we've got going into the season.
In terms of signings, then, you mentioned you've got 6. How many more do you want? Are you still looking to add?
We're still looking, but, you know, it goes back to the very start of the close season. I mean, we've got to believe that we're bringing in better than what we've got, and somebody that's got to improve us. Some targets you get, some targets you miss out on. But I'm not just going to go out there and sign people just for the sake of it, just to make numbers up. Mm. One, that holds your kids back, and two, you're not going to progress if you do that. So where we're at the minute, I'm fairly comfortable.
Have you got any offers out there then? Are you waiting to hear back on any?
No, not at the minute. Not at the minute.
So you're not expecting anything to happen before the weekend, certainly?
No, not at all.
I guess in some ways then, you can, because you're happy with what you've got, you can wait a couple of weeks, can't you? The transfer window's still got 3-4 weeks to run, so you can wait a couple of weeks and then see what you need to do, maybe?
And things change very quickly. You know, at the minute, we've not got anything in. Something could come up this afternoon that we feel that we've got to go for. It could be next week. It might not happen at all. But we have to make sure it improves the group and, more importantly, integrates into what we're trying to build here.
What about the loan market? Is that something you'll consider?
It's something we look at. You know, myself, my staff, Big Jerry especially are out watching games all the time. Another positive for me is the recruitment side of things, you know, that we're doing things properly on that side. We watch players properly, we make sure we find out about their character first and foremost. But, you know, we're out there looking to improve all the time.
I guess one problem area, if you could even call it that, is the right back position, isn't it? No, as such, out and out first choice right back there. How are you viewing that situation?
I'm comfortable with it. You know, young Mitchell has done ever so well. Had a bit of a tough time last Saturday, but he was up against good players. You know, and sometimes as a young kid, I'll go back to when Jack Mackay played at Notts County last year. It's good for them sometimes to have an indifferent game when they're with the first team, because it lets them know what it takes to be a consistent performer. And Mitchell already, through speaking to him and talking him through last week, he's learnt lots from that. And if he'd went and played another good game, he might not have learnt as much. I think Luke's been very solid there. He manfully stood up to the task when he was up against Lons from Sunderland, who's a £10 million player. But apart from that, I think Luke's done really well there and he's grown into the position. Look, if we feel in any position that somebody's going to improve is and is within our structure, we'll do it. But at the minute, I think the two kids have done ever so well.
Have you named your captain yet then?
Rob Jones is club captain. That's not changed and it won't change. You know, James Coppinger will be vice captain. So if for any reason Rob's not in the team, Cops will take over the captaincy. So nothing's changed there.
I guess in some ways then that's a nice bit of continuity, isn't it, for you? To have those players that you've still got here who are, as you've mentioned, experienced leaders as well in the side.
It is, but you know, it's the old cliche. You want more than one captain out in the pitch, and we believe we've got that with this, especially in the spine of the team, the seniors. You know, Andy Butler, Big Gary, Jonah, Keegs, Chappie, Richie Wellens, Nathan Tyson, Curtis Mayne, and Andy Williams right through the spine of the team. We believe we've got that, and you add Cops in there. You know, it gives us a lot of experience there, but hopefully a lot of leaders as well.
You've told us you know you're 11 in your head now then. How difficult a decision was that to pin down that 11? Because you're going to have to disappoint some players, aren't you? Especially some young players.
But look, it's difficult, but it's a great problem to have, because it's one I've not necessarily had in my time here. We're creating competition for places. The ones that are going to be left out Saturday are going to be disappointed, and I wouldn't expect anything less. But the one thing I like to do when I do name my team is sit down and explain to the players that are not in the team why. And stress to them that it's not just about Saturday, it's about the next 10 months and everybody will have a massive part to play.
So you said you've watched Bury four times. What do you know about them? What do you make to them?
They're a good team. Very, very good manager. You know, they're very, very confident as well after getting promoted last year. They've added real quality and experience right throughout it. So it's going to be a tough game. I expect Bury to be up there challenging this year with the recruitment that Flitty's made. So we know that, you know, like I touched on pre-season and like we did last year, that for us to get a result and the performance that we want, we're going to have to be at our best.
And one of those signings is Tom Pope as well, someone that I know you were after yourself.
Yeah, good signing for him. You know, Leon Clark, Peter Clark, who we tried to sign last year. You know, so right throughout their team, they've got good players and good experience. But, you know, I always believe that if we're at it and we play as we can, we win a lot of games this year.
And you're on home soil as well. We spoke so much last season, didn't we, about the home form. Obviously important to start with a win, whether you're home or away, but to give those home fans something to talk about when they're going home.
Yeah, and it'll shut yous love up about the home form as well. No, it's something that we need to get right. And on Saturday, we're looking for a performance. We're looking for a lot of attitude and desire, first and foremost. And if we get that, we'll get a result, and that has to be the main thing.
Do you still get that buzz, that excitement as we lead up to the first game?
I spoke last week about keeping people's feet in the ground and calming people down. I've been climbing the walls in the last week. You know, it's been a great pre-season, but the last week to 10 days when you can see the start of the season happening, I'm absolutely buzzing. And I know the players are. They were bright as a button in training this morning, and we're all ready to go. Now I've got to calm myself down, never mind the players.
And a final message to those Rovers fans who are going to be coming down here then. They'll be feeling just as excited, if not more so, than you guys. What's your final message?
Yeah, just back the boys. The support they've gave us, especially at Black Bank throughout pre-season, it has been phenomenal, and the players really appreciate it. Stick with us, because what I want to do and what the players want to do is have a team out there that they can all be proud of.